throws. And then two, it's an indictment on our talent evaluators here in the National Football League. How many times we miss and mess up on quarterbacks, right? We see it every single year. Shrags, to your point, we put them on Mount Rushmore, and then the minute they fail, we try to turn the page on them, and then we look for the next class of young quarterbacks coming in. So I think there's a lot of different factors happening right now in the National Football League. But yes, we're supposed to hype them. We're going to hype them every single year. And with the pandemic going on, I think young quarterbacks got a chance to put their very best foot forward, right? Meaning that they can control their pro day. They can control exactly what everybody saw so that they can get the best chance to go as high up in the draft that they possibly can. So, yeah, man, I love it.
I think, to Mike's point, there was no combine. So combine's usually where we pick and prod at these guys, and you tear them apart, and you say, well, I don't like the way his hitch is, or I don't like how... There was no combine. So the usual build them up, tear them down process, we've done a lot of building up. Maybe this is a good thing. We haven't quite tore them down yet. There is no yeah buts. Maybe that'll come. But as of right now, that passed with the window of the combine not existing this year.
Yeah, everybody's out there running a 4.340. We talked about it last week. Shrake, Michael Robinson in a commercial break made the great point of the combine liking to see the guys next to each other. How did they fit? How did they, like, sizing them up all in one line, waiting to do these drills? That's what's really important, all those minor details. Instead, it's a highlight reel where everybody gets to use an Instagram filter and a ring light and just figure it out and look great because it's on their own turf and they get to do it the way they want.
The ones who are ready to change the game for good will join us. We fight the battles no one hears about. We're the ones who go before all others.
Just to throw it underneath. Back in the flat. Get the ball out of your hands early. And then get going.
There it goes. Across the middle. Sidearms it. Gets it to Diggs. Got to fight for the...
Great. 8 out of 10 this year, Jim.
Flips it to Knox for the first down. Gained 8. And now on first down, looking to throw it. Gets it to Yeldon. And Green ran for 421 yards this year. Did Allen. Still got it. Flips it to Beasley, and he's intercepted. The ball. The hook is on the hold, and Bass's kick. It is good. Into the net.
And four. Now you get up and play tight man coverage.
Mahomes busts the middle, lobs it. Oh. Stepping up. This is what he does so well.
Hard worker and he loves the game, so he's learning with good coaching around him and a good, you know, team. And you're seeing the evolution.
Second and 8. Standing in there. Snead is on him. It takes him back all the way. Will he run it again? Yes, he will.
He'll get back.
Gross average, over 50 yards a punt. Oh, the ball's out! Recovered by the Bills! Still got it. To Knox, to the end zone! And a
goal!
First down, fake the handoff, rolling out. They're coming after him. Mahomes unloads it and gets it in. Coordinated by Leslie Frazier. To Kelce for a third catch. Edmonds hit it first. Second and 10. Now Hill. Megan then goes. And performed well against the Browns. Third and 11. Coming back for the catch.
You're going to see a motion down here. Yeah, they always do this in these areas. And then it comes back.
Oh, they're heading the same way to Williams. Final minute of the first. Mahomes on first down. Finds Hill. Poyer won't let him advance. the blitz. Allen, Matthew had him.
Pencil grounding. Offense number 17. Spot foul. Loss of down. Fourth down.
And now the Chiefs begin this drive at the 18 with Williams, the running back. They give it to Hardman again on the end around. And he can turn on those afterburners. Look out. Inside the 40. And down the...
By the way, you got out of the division, right, Buffalo? You never have to see him again.
Yeah. Mahomes.
Kelsey.
Down. Already got six in this game. First and goal.
It's Williams. Up his head. Reaching. I think the knee's down. Now they're going to call it a touchdown. Pass was high.
Always called Championship Sunday, the two games, the greatest day of the year for football. I know he was looking forward to seeing this one. Here's Mahomes. Eight wins have been by a total of 32 points. The biggest by six. Mahomes in trouble. Able to hold it.
They'll tell you they're undefeated when he plays, Jim.
Here's the fake toss. Able to get away and find Hill at the 35-30. Hill.
And one thing they couldn't have coming in. Big plays.
Kelsey. To the 10.
Put out. First to goal. Edwards.
Buffalo needs to stay, you know, in face here and at least take this down at the end of the half.
Here comes the blitz. Beasley able to spin out of a tackle. Goes to his tight end.
Well, the Bills have all three. KC with one remaining.
Boy, looking long and now stepping back away from Okafor. He's got all kinds done. Here comes Jones. And able finally to get. First down from the 29. All designed for Allen to keep it. He's second and 10.
This is where they pressure him off the edge, Jim.
Here they come. Pass. Shotgun snap to Allen. Looking left. Still looking that way. Throws it. Far at the chip. Here's Bass. Good from 51. This from 20.
Right here.
And he's got it in there.
I mean, if they had gone for it and failed, it would have been devastating with this 21-point quarter run by Kansas City.
Let's see if they change this up. Oh, starting to come down and come after him.
It's Hill. Getting around. White. And zigging and zagging and taking it to the...
In those windy conditions, that divisional round game. Second and 13. Catch number 10. Kelsey.
Oh, no! All right!
35. Again, a wide open receiver.
If you spend more than 1 hour a day looking at a screen, stop what you're doing and listen up. All screens emit a type of light that...
They literally haven't punted, Jim, in how many quarters now? Eight?
Well,
eight.
We were three and out in their opener today. Towering kick. And that's his by Allen and one by a wide receiver. So 12 attempts. 73 yards. Allen. He throws us. Like this second. Wings it. Beasley. Trying to get past Greenland. It's a run. And whistle first.
Full start. Offense number 73. 5 yard penalty. Still second down.
He's got a third and six. Blitz. Coming after him from every which way. And a flag is going to be thrown here, probably on Snead, who might have been holding Beasley.
Prior to the pass. Holding. Defense number 38. 5 yard penalty. Automatic first down.
Eliminate the quarterback's ability to run.
To the end zone and...
drills another one. Second and 10.
Oh, look at Jim. They're going to hit the tight end finally, I think. Hit Kelsey almost.
Instead, across the middle to Hill. Don't even know how to bring him down. Look at him go. Oh, and Hill takes it to the...
And they end up going to the flat, or they do that and then go right to the middle. Fake it and then go right there, or back to the flat.
Here's Mahomes.
Look at underhand, and he throws it for the touchdown.
Diggs is open. Trying to make a move around Fenton. Second and four. Rushing four. In trouble. They got him.
Here we go. If you're a Bills fan, this is major.
Third and 14. Stepping up. They've got a second and 10. Fenton drops back at the last moment. And Allen is going to keep it for another first down. Picked off. Fenton has it. Fenton, who just came into the game.
Goal. Here comes Milano off the edge.
Second and eight. They pick him up, and they go to Kelce.
You don't need to do anything special here if you're Kansas City.
Mahomes still has it. Second and ten. Wide open again. Hit down at Tampa November 29th in the first quarter when he went for over 200 yards in the opening quarter against the Bucs. Williams.
All right, Jim, here we go again. This is, let's see your motions. Let go and then get the ball to the flat quickly somewhere across it.
Lobs it up in the air to come.
I really did think it was going to be tough to beat either of these teams the rest of the way.
Here's Allen on second and 10. Spins out of a sack in trouble. Still, passing Yo, he runs past.
I'll take it and over and get out there and saw his offense come back. You could just see it play out that way.
Third and two, and again, Josh is good. They have met. It's 2-2 when you talk about the quarterbacks. Here's Beasley for another 10.
Early in my career, I ended up 2-2, and he wanted that.
Now you're going to have the game that decides it for the Lombardi Trophy. Barring, of course. And Brady then sought out Mahomes in the stadium after the game to offer encouragement.
Yeah, and I can't help but like this kid, just like Mahomes. A couple of really good people who love the game, work hard.
Chris Jones, unable to take him down. Allen still running for his life. Cross the body. Found influence on Andy's life, and he comes over and gives Fisher a hug. Second and four. Touchdown it is. To Isaiah McKenzie.
Do you want to get to 16 first?
Yeah, just to back out two scores.
Because it feels like the game's over 100% now if you don't get this. Even though I know you think.
Here he goes. The pass picked off. It's Breland. Catches, receiving yards, and the onside kick attempt. Big high hop, and ball's on the ground, and it is recovered by Buffalo. Do you know in the postseason, since 2015, there had not been a successful onside kick.
You totally be honest.
Clark coming off the edge, down the middle they go, turn around, what a catch. And for the second.
The build-up's going to be huge, I mean, just incredible. And who could have predicted? If you're a fan of football, as you see, Kansas.
It's going to be a glorious run for the Bills coming up. We're going to see them, I have no doubt, in this spot.
They'll be back next year.
The Suez Canal is one of the world's most strategic waterways. A vital shipping route for over 150 years, transporting goods between Europe and Asia. An ambitious plan to modernize the canal brought R.J. Kumar Singh here in 2016.
We should have come to this place about 3 years back. The place has transformed in the last 3 years in terms of business, in terms of people, in terms of processes, but everything is revamped.
He runs the only privately managed port in Egypt, located just below the southern entrance of the Suez Canal.
Assalamu alaikum. How are you?
Fine.
From here, RJ has watched the area transform.
All good?
What they've done is that they have expanded 35 kilometers of Suez Canal. That has doubled the ships passing through.
Capitalizing on this increased traffic, a giant economic free zone is taking shape along the canal, attracting manufacturers and suppliers from all over the world. This vessel carried 60,000 tons of raw sugar from Brazil. It's for Safula Group, a Saudi-based industrial company, which refines and packages the sugar right here at the port. It's then shipped back through the canal to customers all over the world. Because everything happens here, Safula cuts costs and saves time. DP World is expanding the port to accommodate the world's biggest ships, bringing its total investment here to $1.6 billion.
This is Jennifer. Jennifer's only 29, but she's just landed her dream job. Want to know how she did?
Four guys rush. I don't want to see five or six guys, Jim. Just four.
Williams is the ball carrier. He gets to start. Williams in motion. He and Le'Veon Bell will do the bulk of the work out of the backfield today. There's Kelce.
Go, go.
Mahomes. Down the middle of the field. He's got Hill. And Hill slips to a tackle. He takes it inside the 30. Second and four. And again from the gun. May have gotten the Browns to jump. Flags are out. Throwaway. As Mahomes looks around.
Neutral zone infraction. Defense. 5-yard penalty. Results in a first down.
He set him back a yard for a second. Let's make it a 2-yard. Lost second and 12. Mahomes. Got all kinds of time. Not a whole lot of room over there by the broken tackle. Extra point, no. Buckner, who missed six. That right foot, knee hobbled to the sideline. Kendall Lamb is in at left tackle. Second and five. Mayfield able to get it to Njoku with all kinds of open room. There he goes inside.
Long turn into a drop back team. Browns are sixth best this year at it, though.
And Kareem Hunt in. Mayfield's looking the other way. There's Hooper. He powered.
Taking out what Dorsey started. They got a bright future. Starts with this play, though, Jim.
Third and 21. And the Browns put opening drive points on the board for them. And great kick, Barkey. Look at this. They come to the right side with Hardman. Nicole Hardman.
Are they fresh, or are they going to get late in the game? And it's like, wow.